On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and AfriForum are locked in a blame game over who's really dividing South Africa. It follows a visit by representatives to the US this week, where they submitted a memorandum to President Donald Trump's administration in Washington. They claim they went there to plead for ordinary South Africans not to be punished. They say they instead want pressure to be put on the ANC to change its policies. Ramaphosa's criticized the lobby group and solidarity movement for taking their grievances to Washington, accusing them of sowing divisions and undermining the country's sovereignty. AfriForum CEO Kali Kriel has instead pointed fingers at the president.
It's President Ramaphosa that signed the Expropriation Act. It's also President Ramaphosa that refuses to engage with AfriForum Solidarity and the Solidarity Movement. We will not be deterred.
Meanwhile, the minister in the presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, says government will be sending its own delegation to the White House. Now, the first G20 finance ministers and central bank governors gathering in Cape Town has wrapped up. The meeting focused on key priorities for South Africa's presidency, including reforming global financial institutions and supporting developing economies. NewsWatch's Anastasi Mokubo reports.
Members urged development banks to collaborate more effectively and enhance support for developing countries by mobilizing private investment. They also called for increased representation of developing nations in global financial decision-making. The meeting stressed the need for long-term financial stability, sustainable lending, and reforms to improve financial governance. While acknowledging resilience in parts of the global economy, leaders raised concern over geopolitical tensions, inflation, and rising debt levels.
That report by NewsWatch's Anastasi Mokubo. Donald Trump has hinted the UK and US could be on the verge of what he calls a real trade deal after meeting with the Prime Minister. Keir Starmer has been in the White House discussing possible resolutions for the war in Ukraine. Trump also said Starmer tried to persuade him not to impose trade tariffs on the UK and praised his negotiating style. Our Sky News correspondent Mark Stone.
Keir Starmer was talking in Trump's language. He was borrowing Trump's phrases as he threw the arguments back towards him. I think he was forceful, but he was forthright as well. But he did it in a pretty neat way.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president will visit Washington later today to sign a critical minerals deal. And finally, U.S. pop star Katy Perry is heading to the edges of space as part of a mission by Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company. She'll be one of an all-female team of six joining the 11th human flight of its kind. American TV host Gail King is also on board along with scientists. The flight's scheduled for some time before June. Durban's going up to a high of 25 degrees today, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.